Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Stephanie.
I'm Tom, and today we're talking about burgers. Yeah, we're talking about food. You know, I was teaching English in Taiwan for many years, and every once in a while you'd run into a class of students that were just too tired to learn English.
Uh-huh.
They'd just sit there, and I'd try to get them to respond. They wouldn't respond. So a lot of times I just thought, okay, it's time to start talking about food. Then they perked up. Hey, tell me what you're going to have for dinner tonight. Boy, they were really willing to talk then. So I know a lot of people here in Taiwan like to talk about food.
I do, too.
And they like to talk about burgers, too. And that's what we're going to do. We did that last time, too, right?
Yeah, we sure did. We talked about what it means to make a hamburger, what goes into it. We talked about where the hamburger actually comes from. We're not really sure. But we shared with you a story about a man named Walter Anderson. He was from Kansas. Again, it's in the Midwest of the United States. And he sort of standardized the recipe for us. It happened back in 1921. He decided how much his burger should weigh. So he would actually weigh the meat and make them about the same size. And then he started using this round bun. We didn't really have that round-shaped bun before this man came along.
I guess we were just using slices of bread or something like that.
Yeah, it's not the same. I've had a hamburger on sandwich bread when my mom didn't have hamburger buns, and I didn't like it.
It just doesn't really work. It's just not a hamburger without that special kind of bun.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I should venture to say that Walter Anderson is probably dead now, just like Colonel Sanders is, so don't think you're going to go meet him someplace.
At Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Right, that's KFC. Different, though. That's another kind of junk food from America. Oh, I better not say junk food. If Kentucky Fried Chicken executives are listening, they might come in.
Oh, no, it's just fast food.
Yeah, fast food is what we should say. Some fast food is actually good for you.
It can be.
Helps you grow and things like that. But we're talking about hamburgers here. And again, as you said, Walter Anderson sort of standardized that recipe. His restaurant was called White Castle. But after that, there were different other restaurants that came out. Of course, we know McDonald's, but there's also A&W, Burger King, Wendy's. I think there's something called the Kahuna Burger as well, which I think is out in California.
I don't know that chain. That sounds kind of
fun.
Well,
that was in the movie Pulp Fiction. I don't know if that's a real hamburger.
It sounds
or
like
not.
It's from Hawaii.
Yeah, it could be. It sounds like a Hawaiian name.
Yeah.
But my goodness, there are probably all sorts of burger chains in the United States and Canada and Mexico and Europe. And hamburgers are now popular all over the world.
Oh, did you mention Carl's?
No, I didn't.
Carl Jr.'s, that's a pretty big chain.
Well, I've never heard of that before.
It's Western. It's the western part of the U.S., so it's all over California and Arizona, Utah.
Never heard of it, but that doesn't mean it doesn't exist. And I'm sure it does, and I'm sure they serve thousands, if not millions, of burgers to hungry customers all year round. Well, let's continue talking about hamburgers in today's program. So let's get to it. Let's read the content of today's lesson, and then we'll come back to discuss it. To most Americans, though, fast food hamburgers aren't the real thing. If you want a good burger, you have to go to local restaurants where hamburgers are an entirely different experience. There, the beef patties are as thick as your hand and topped with your choice of fresh ingredients, including grilled onions and sautéed mushrooms. A good burger can be so thick that it's difficult to fit into your mouth. There are many different takes on the hamburger, and different regions have their own variations. In the Carolinas, hamburgers with everything are smothered in chili, cheese, onions, mustard, and coleslaw. The Hawaiians like their burgers with pineapple and teriyaki sauce. One restaurant chain, Waffle House, even claims to have over 70 million ways to serve a burger. Wherever you go, though, the heart of a good burger is the high-quality pure beef patty. Many Americans pride themselves on the ability to cook up the perfect burger and love to show off their grilling abilities at backyard barbecues. Dark and smoky on the outside, pink and juicy on the inside, with no seasoning except salt and pepper to bring out the flavor of the beef, This is how to make a great hamburger. Far from being fast food, a properly made hamburger is a meal fit for a king.
Now, to most Americans, fast food hamburgers aren't the real thing. I think I actually said that in the first day of this program. Yeah, going to get a fast food hamburger just doesn't cut it for me. I want something that tastes like it's homemade or made at a place that really spends some time on your burger, where the patty's thick and they've got lots of stuff on it. I love cheese on my hamburger. I want the bun to be toasted so it's almost brown. I like it almost burnt. Isn't that awful?
Ooh.
Yeah, I love it. And lots of lettuce, not just one tomato. I want a couple of tomatoes. I want onions on my burger. A little bit of mustard and keep those pickles away.
You know, here in Taiwan, there's a restaurant called Chili's, and I went there before and they did serve a vegetarian hamburger, but later they dropped it. So I was kind of disappointed, but, well, you can't help that because they do have to sell their things. And if they don't sell to a lot of people, they're just not going to have it. But again, as we're saying here, yeah, we've got those fast food restaurants in the U.S., but to most people, a real hamburger is served at a local restaurant, okay? A restaurant that is not a chain store. And these hamburgers will be an entirely different experience. And they'll have regional varieties depending on where you are in the States. Now, there, the beef patties are as thick as your hand and topped with your choice of fresh ingredients.
Oh, I think they could be thicker than your hand.
I was going to say, my hand is a little muscular, but, maybe the part past the fingers there, it might be that thick.
Oh.
But that certainly is not how thick it's going to be at your average fast food restaurant, because those things are really thin. You can barely see them.
Yeah, they really are thin. Now, if you go to a nice place, those patties are thick and they're topped with your choice of fresh ingredients. You actually get to tell the waiter or waitress what you want on your burger, which is great. So you don't have to pick anything off of it that you don't like, and it comes to you just the way you want it. And maybe you can sometimes I'll ask for an extra bottle of ketchup and mayonnaise on the table so I can add more if I want it. Now, when you top something with something else, it means you're taking something and you're putting on top of the original thing. For example, I like ice cream that's topped with chocolate sauce or fudge and lots of whipped cream and nuts. Well, here they'll top your burger or your beef patty with a choice of different fresh ingredients. Ingredients, of course, just includes those things that you put into a dish to make it taste the way it does.
Mm-hmm. Topped with is a verb phrase, to be topped with. So these things will go on top. This is also similar to the word topping, which is a noun. So when you order a pizza, for example, you have your choice of different toppings. I suppose you could use that word for hamburgers as well, toppings. Well, you get these ingredients, and they include grilled onions and sautéed mushrooms. Ooh, that sounds pretty tasty.
Mm-hmm.
Now, onions are usually just sliced and put on their raw, but if they're grilled, that means they're cooked first, usually in some kind of oil, and that will turn them to a kind of crispy brown. Sautéed mushrooms are mushrooms cooked in the same way. They're cooked, well, I'm not really sure. I'm not really a chef here, but I suppose mushrooms are cooked with a special kind of sauce. That's what sauté here means.
Yeah, sauté just means you cook them lightly. You fry them for a little bit. So usually we sauté mushrooms in butter, Tom, which makes them taste great.
How about olive oil?
You could use a little oil. Olive oil is really healthy, or some people just use fat and they sauté in fat. So whether you're on a diet or not might determine which kind of fat or oil you choose. Well, you want to saute those for a little bit, and then you can put those on top too. That really does add a very nice flavor. But I like raw onions too on my hamburger.
Mm-hmm. They're kind of crispy and they're kind of spicy too. They send a kind of special smell up your nose. And a good burger can be so thick that it's difficult to fit into your mouth, especially for kids. This reminds me, when I was a kid, I was trying to eat a hamburger that was so big, I got got so frustrated trying to eat the stupid thing because every time I picked it up, it wouldn't fit in my mouth and it kept sliding apart. So I finally gave up, put the burger on the plate and tried to eat it like a dog. And my dad, of course, was very upset with me about that.
Yeah, sometimes when you're eating a really juicy burger, the juice is going down your chin and you're just getting so dirty. I like to have lots of extra napkins when I'm eating something juicy like that. I don't know if any of our listeners have watched a television program on Discovery Travel and Living, but there's a show called Man vs. Food. And the host just travels to different popular restaurants and tries lots of different types of food. He ate a hamburger that was over a foot long or a foot wide. It was very, very thick. And he decided just to cut it into pieces before he put it in his mouth. But he did try to actually take a bite, and it was hilarious.
Well, you would have to cut it into pieces in order to eat the thing. There is such a thing as being too big. And this burger might be too big or too thick to even fit in your mouth. Well, let's talk about different takes on the hamburger. A different take on something means a different approach to something. People see it in a different way or they serve it in a different way. So we've got different takes on the burger in different parts of the U.S. and other countries, I'm sure. Different regions have their own variations. A variation is just a slight change. So burgers served in Texas, for example, would be different from burgers served in Massachusetts.
Yeah, at special restaurants, they sure would, because people from different regions of the country like different types of flavors. It's just the way it is. I'm from Arizona, and because we're so close to Mexico, we like spicy food more than, say, people who are in Colorado, perhaps. Now, these different regions have their own variation. A variation is just the change from one doing it one way to another way. So it's a slight difference between similar things. So you can have bread, of course, but the bread in France and the bread in Germany and the bread in Taiwan all have their own variations. They taste a little different from each other.
Right. Okay, so in the Carolinas, which could be North or South Carolina, we've got hamburgers with everything, and they'll be smothered in chili, cheese, onions, mustard, and coleslaw. Now, chili, that's a special kind of soup, right? It's hot. It's made with tomatoes and meat and spices.
Beans.
And beans. Yeah, don't forget the beans. Mm-hmm. And so if you order a burger in North or South Carolina, if you're in Raleigh or someplace like that, well, your burger will have this chili. It will be smothered in that. Now, to be smothered in something means that thing is totally covering it. So they've got the piece of meat, and it's just smothered in chili. So if you don't like spicy food, maybe you should tell them to not put the chili on your burger.
A chili hot dog or a chili dog is delicious. I love chili. I can't eat enough of it. They actually have chili here in Taiwan in some of the foreign restaurants. You should try it.
Okay.
I think our listeners would like it. It's spicy. It's got some meat and beans and, of course, lots of chilies in it. It's not that hot, though. Now, there's also cheese added, onions, mustard, and something called coleslaw. Coleslaw is a dish that we make out of raw cabbage. It's not a green salad. You've seen our salads, right? Here you take cabbage, a head of cabbage, and you cut it into very thin pieces. And then you'll add mayonnaise and pickle juice and a little mustard as a sauce, and you mix it together, and that's coleslaw. It's very popular. My dad loves it. I think it's great. It's more popular in the South, I would think, than the East and the Northeast, where I lived recently. But they'll put that on a hamburger, too. I would put it on the side.
I know of only one place in Taiwan that has coleslaw. It's a restaurant in Tianmu, and I have it every time I go there.
Do you like it?
Yeah, I don't mind coleslaw. Yeah. It's kind of a taste of home. Mm-hmm. But I'm not sure if a lot of people in Taiwan would appreciate it. But still, you'll see this on burgers in the Carolinas. And we'll talk about Hawaii in the next portion of our program. But right now, we're going to take a break and listen to our Chinese teacher.
Hello, it's me, Kevin again. 今天我们要继续昨天的主题，一起来进一步了解有关于汉堡这样的食物。第一段的重点最主要说到了，对多数的美国人来说，素食店的汉堡并不是最好吃的。要品尝好吃的汉堡，必须前往当地的餐厅。 因为在那里 the beef patties are as thick as your hand. 汉堡的肉片呢会像你的手那么的粗。And topped with your choice of fresh ingredients. 上面呢还盖满了可以任你选择的新鲜食材。包括 grilled onions, 烤洋葱与 sauteed mushrooms, 嫩煎的香菇。最后说到了 A good burger can be so thick, 好吃的汉堡可能很厚 that it's difficult to fit it into your mouth, 厚到呢要塞进你的嘴巴都不太容易呢。在这个段落里头我们看到了在中间有一个片语出现了就是 top with 的用法。我们说把 B 加在 A 的上头这样的一个主动的用法是 top A with B, 把 B 加在 A 的上头。而这样的结构把它变成被动的语态的话呢那么就是 A is topped with B。好比我们来造个句子他在冰淇淋上加上了巧克力。那么这句话我们就可以翻译成为 He topped the ice cream with chocolate。一旦把它变成是被动的结构那么就变成是 The ice cream is topped with chocolate。另外这一段的倒数第二个句子我们还看到了 including, 这个现在分词当作介系词的用法。我们知道一旦我们用的是 including 的话呢那么在后头就必须加上受词包括了什么什么东西。而事实上这边的 including, 我们可以把它代换成为 inclusive of, 也就是 including 它的形容词 inclusive 这个字的用法。inclusive 的拼法是 I-N-C-O-U-S-I-V-E, inclusive of。如果一旦我们用的是过去分词 included 的话呢那么我们必须把包含的东西写在前面然后呢把 included 写在句子的最后所以就变成了 something included。接下来第二段的重点就在介绍汉堡它能做成许多不同的样式而且不同的地区又有不同的变化分别介绍了卡罗莱纳州以及夏威夷汉堡的做法。最后甚至提到一间名为 Waffle House 的连锁店他甚至宣称拥有超过7000万种制作汉堡的方法。在这一段的一开头我们看到 take 这个字这个字在这边呢可以说是相当特别它是当作名词的用法。这个 take 在这边当名词的用法它所代表的意思是观点是表示诠释的意思。但是这个意思的话呢就要跟介系词 on 连用。好比我们造个简单的句子你对于复制动物有什么样的看法呢那么这句话就可以把它翻译成为 What's your take on cloning animals? What's your take on cloning animals? 而在这边就讲到了诶对于这个汉堡呢有很多不同的诠释方式。言下之意就是对这个汉堡来说呢它有各种不同的式样。
We're gonna take a quick break. Stay tuned, we'll be right back.
Let us resume with our lesson. We're talking about different variations in the United States, specifically with hamburgers. I'm sure there are variations in different parts of the world. Like in Mexico, for example, they put jalapenos on their burgers, which is very tasty. Well, let's go to Hawaii now. And people in Hawaii, the Hawaiians, like their burgers with pineapple and teriyaki sauce. Ooh, that sounds very tasty.
Yeah.
Teriyaki sauce is a kind of sauce that is used in Japanese cooking.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it's kind of black and kind of salty tasting. And it's used, like I said, with Japanese food.
It's a little bit sweet and it's got soy in it too. Soy
okay.
sauce. I love teriyaki sauce. So they've got that pineapple and teriyaki sauce on their burgers. That sounds good. And then there's one restaurant chain that I honestly haven't heard of. It's called Waffle House.Do you guys have it in the Midwest, Waffle House?
I've never heard of it. I've heard of the International House of Pancakes.
We have that, yeah.
But I've never heard of Waffle House. But, well, that doesn't mean it doesn't exist.
Nope.
And it's a restaurant chain, which, again, is a series of restaurants, all named the same. And this one claims to have over 70 million ways to serve a burger. So they must have lots of different ingredients served in different quantities. And they say this about a lot of things. You know, if you have a certain number of elements and you put them together in different combinations, the possibilities are almost endless.
Mm-hmm. I wanted to mention, too, that a chain is more than just restaurants. It could be shops or hotels or cinemas that are owned and managed by the same corporation or maybe the same person if they're rich enough and they own enough different stores. So this particular chain restaurant, Waffle House, really has a lot of different ways to serve a hamburger, but it keeps their cooks busy. Now, wherever you go, the heart of a good burger is the high-quality pure beef patty. We say pure beef when we want to emphasize the fact that we're not adding in extra parts of the cow that we don't consider to be very tasty. It has to be really good beef. It can't include other parts that just aren't very high quality. Hot dogs will often add a lot of different parts of the animal that aren't considered edible. But since they're ground into a fine meat, you can't tell what you're eating sometimes. Well, pure beef patties are really good beef that have been ground up.
Uh-huh, exactly. Well, to me, eating any part of an animal is pretty gross and disgusting to begin with, so it doesn't really matter to me what part you're eating. And many Americans pride themselves on the ability to cook up the perfect burger, and of course, they love to show off their grilling abilities at backyard barbecues. Now, if you pride yourself on something, that means you're proud of something that you do. You think you do a pretty good job, and you want to let other people know about it. I suppose that we could all say or come up with examples of what we pride ourselves on. I pride myself on the ability to discuss things with people and not really get angry with them, to keep my cool.
Or a restaurant might pride itself on its wonderful service. Perhaps they're really great when they're serving their customers and people like to go there because the people are nice who serve them. Now, when you show something off, it means you're trying to let people show that you have some sort of ability or achievement that you're proud of. A lot of times we use this phrase to show off as sort of a negative thing. You know, a lot of times kids will need attention and they'll start to show off in class and they just need to, you know, settle down. Well, that's not good, but it's okay to let other people see that you have some talent.
Mm-hmm. And you want to show them off at a barbecue in your backyard. Well, here are different ways to prepare the meat. It could be dark and smoky on the outside or pink and juicy on the inside. You might not put any seasoning on it. Seasoning here just refers to spices or things added for special flavor, but you will put salt and pepper on it to bring out the flavor of the beef. To bring something out means to let it be seen or known about. So, yeah, you do this in cooking. You add ingredients in order for the people to experience that flavor. You want to bring out the flavor of the beef, not hide it under some other flavor.
You could also use bring out to talk about something that isn't something you can taste or see. For example, one of my brothers just had a little baby girl, and fatherhood seems to have brought out the very gentle side of my brother, who was kind of a guy. He's great with his two boys, but always so cute with his little girl. So you can use bring out that way too. And flavor here just means the way something tastes, its particular taste. So those things like salt and pepper just help bring out the flavor of the beef, and that's how you go about making a great hamburger.
Well, you don't want to overdo it, of course. Of course, again, you want to bring out the flavor of the beef. That's the most important thing. And that's how to make a great hamburger. And far from being fast food, a properly made hamburger is a meal fit for a king. Now, far from here means it's not at all fast food, okay? Don't consider it only as fast food. If you think about hamburgers, don't just think about fast food restaurants. Think about the gourmet burgers that people make. Backyard barbecues or in those small mom-and-pop restaurants all over the United States. So you can come up with some wonderful burgers, and you'll hardly ever believe that you actually thought a McDonald's burger was the best food on the planet. You'll kick yourself for thinking that.
Okay, everybody, it's time for a Chinese teacher, and then we'll be back to say goodbye.
在最后一段的重点就是提到了很多的美国人他很自豪他们具有做出完美汉堡的能力他们喜欢在后院烤肉的时候呢秀一手烤牛肉的手艺 这段中间我们就看到了对制作的汉堡它的详细的描述。Dark and smoky on the outside, 熏黑的肉片的外表。Pink and juicy on the inside, 里头呢却是粉嫩多汁。With no seasoning except salt and pepper, 并且在不加佐料之下呢用盐巴和胡椒 to bring out the flavor of the beef, 来带出牛肉的风味。最后一句话说到了 far from being fast food, 汉堡呢不光仅仅只是一种素食而已。A properly made hamburger is a meal fit for a king. 一份精心制作的汉堡更是一道适合献给国王的佳肴。在这段里头呢，我们看到一个很重要的一个动词片语的用法 ,pride oneself on, 表示的呢是以什么为傲，以什么为荣的意思。这我们看到 pride, 它是动词的用法。当然我们知道了 pride 这个字呢其实也有名词的意思，也是骄傲。那在这边的话呢，如果我们把它当成名词的用法的话呢，就可以相当于 take pride in, take pride in。其实说穿了它就可以再代换成为形容词的用法 ,be proud of。proud 的拼法是 proud。言下之意呢就是 pride oneself on 就可以等于 take pride in, 也就等于 be proud of。我们来造个简单的例句，好比我们说他以他的成就为傲，那么这句中文的话呢就可以把它翻译成为 He prided himself on his achievement。 而这样的句子我们把它代换成为名词的用法就变成了 He took pride in his achievement。 变成形容词的用法的话呢，那么就是 He was proud of his achievement。
Well, we hope you enjoyed learning more about the delicious hamburger. It's burger time, guys. That means you can go out and find your favorite burger right here in Taiwan because besides fast food restaurants, we've got a lot of great places that serve gourmet burgers. You just need to do a little research.
That's right. Do some research and have a great meal, but don't overdo it. You don't want to become obese and fat and have heart disease and nasty things like that. moderation, one time.Or once in a while is probably going to be enough. Okay, again, thanks for joining us, and please join us again next time for English Digest. I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
Goodbye.
Bye.